Now, if a person ate something that didn't agree with them and they couldn't keep it down, they'd say that they had to...
Indigestion.
Mm-hmm. Now, if the food was, if their food was coming back up, they'd say that they were...
vomiting.
Mm-hmm. Was there any other word sometime they used for that instead of...
Erp.
Oh, I
hadn't
thought about that long. Have you ever heard anybody say throw up?
Yeah, that means the same thing, but the others are a little more pleasant to say.
Oh, that'd be a little more pleasant.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Erp up. I was sick at my stomach and erp up instead of saying throw up.
Mm-hmm.
I heard both of them.
Well, like a long time ago when a young couple were... Well, they were beginning to go out together a lot, and a boy was paying serious attention to a girl. They'd say that he was, as far as what they were, you know, when they were,
courting.
Courting, that's what I was wondering about, yeah. And that'd be the old word.
Yes, sir. Sparking was one word. It was just an old, instead of courting, they were sparking.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there's any word in the English language that regularly means. That's just a just a word for courting.
Mm-hmm. Right? Just another word for courting.
Yes, a little boy and girl sparking.
Yeah. Now, this boy and girl going out together, now they'd say that she would be his...
financier.
Mm-hmm.
Sweetheart, something like
that. Or something
that.
Like that.
Mm-hmm. Girlfriend, that's the way it is now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be more like nowadays, they'd say.
Yes.
Now, they'd say that boy would be her...
boyfriend.
Uh-huh. Now, back in the old days, would they say that too?
Well, mostly sweetheart.
Sweetheart more.
Yeah, the boy would be.
Would be, yeah. Now, if this boy had... If this girl had promised to marry this boy, and instead she ran off and married somebody else, what then would you say she did to him?
I know. The exact word now, what is it? Well.
So they say that she jilted him?
Well, that's one way.
Have you ever heard that anybody say that she kicked him?
No.
You never have heard that?
No, but it's something else. That's what I'm trying to think of.
Let's see. What might be? Threw him over, or?
Oh, I know what that word is, but I can't think of mine. Oh. GB. She gave him the GB.
Oh, I never heard of that.
GB.
Oh, that's
good,
what they said.
GB.
Uh-huh.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
She gave him the GB.
That's what it would be.
Or he gave her the GB.
Yeah.
I got to learn that from my sister.
Uh-huh.
My sister. We had one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Mama, you know what happened? No. Brother's girl, sweetheart gave him the GB the other night.
Oh.
What? The goodbye? Yes. Now he's got to hunt him another one.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Oh, now, if she didn't give him the GB, then they just went ahead and got... They'd go ahead and get...
married.
Now, at a wedding, the man who'd stand up with the groom would be called the...
groomsman, or best man.
And now, the one that would stand up with the bride would be called...
bridesmaid.
Now, do you remember, like, a long time ago when the... a couple had gotten married and people would get around their house and make a whole lot of noise.
Mm-hmm.
What would they call that?
Oh, well, I'll say, did it myself, into it.
You were into it too?
Yeah.